Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Oh, Australia. Kick it into gear. Let's do Monday. It's Jimmy, it's Nath, it's Abby, your nighttime family. We're back on air together. We're back together. Jimmy, you and I, we're back from Brisneyland, Abby, as you like to call it.
I know, and you both survived that we're allowed to talk about now.
Yeah. Which is, Abby?
Skydiving. Or just being in Brisbane.
We survived both.
Well, which is nice. I was out in the valley and I did send Abby a photo. R.I.P. the flying cock.
No, and I was actually talking about the flying cock to someone when you sent me that. And I was saying, I thought.
It's like Brisbane Inception, Brisception.
Wow. Yeah. Love it there. How did you like Brisneyland?
Oh, I loved it. I've come up with two new names, which we addressed on the weekend, and I want to run them both by unless you've already heard them.
No, I actually saw the story and then clicked next instead of voting.
All right, for those of you who didn't see the story, the Brisley Bear.
Well, that didn't make the story. He found that later in the
show.
That's
a new one.
I think you said Briz. Yep. What was it? Briz Fizz?
Briz Fizz.
Briz Fizz.
And then all three of us are the Brizzards of the Oz. Huh?
That does not work at all.
The Brizzards of Oz, because Oz, Australia.
No. Like, I understand it.
I don't get it.
It's more than I get it. Nah. It's just the Brizzards. It's a hard word to say. Oz. The Brizzards of Oz.
Have a go at
And also,
that.
You're not a Brizzard of Oz because you're not from there.
Yeah. No, but I've skydived there. So it's pretty much like I put my body on the line.
Technically, you skydived at Coolangatta.
Oh, tomato,
at Coolangatta, which is on the border. Yeah.
And now he's landed on the New South Wales side. He went home.
Whoa, intentionally.
This big New South Wales gust blew me over going, you're not from here, mate.
You're right. New South Wales does blow. State of origin. Not just a state. I'm talking more rugby league.
Yeah, it's fine, mate.
We got a big show coming up. There's some good stuff. We're going to be chatting about skydiving next.
Mm-hmm.
Abs called the police on the weekend because she's a grandma now.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I just wanted to start the show really quick with, I put a post up today and look, I've really been struggling with my depression lately. And I just wanted to, there's a few things I want to do. First of all, I want to shout out you, Nath.
You know,
I absolutely love you. You look after me when I'm, having these thoughts, having a heavy heart and an anxious mind is never a good thing because it tells you that everyone hates you and no one loves you and all these sort of things. And I also want to shout out Abs as well. You put a big smile on my face. You've been an absolute pleasure to be around.
Love you.
Since we've been doing the show together. So I love you both.
Too.
And if there are other people listening to the show tonight, you're going through similar stuff and you're struggling, just know you're not alone and it's all temporary. It all eventually will move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember that number for Lifeline too. 13 11 14, available 24/7.
Hot Nights Podcast.
We were just talking about it, Abs. Over the weekend, Jim and I were in the Gold Coast and we skydived. Skydived for work. It's always fun, isn't it?
How fun is this job?
Our office is normally the airways, but this time it was literally the air.
Nay?
Thank you, man. I know. I'm on today.
That is... Nath, my nipples actually just got hard. I love that so much. That was so good.
Someone make a note to Nath to write more pre-prepared gags.
Whoa.
To make
him.
Oh, you didn't write that, did you?
No, I wrote it in here. I've got nothing on him. So.
Yeah, you got heaps of lines on there.
Yeah, you know what it says? Abby, girl.
Jimmy, boy.
Now, this is the thing. I've done it once before, Abs, but Jim, this is your first time. You were shit scared.
Mm.
But you would agree, one of the coolest things you've ever done. Shout out to Gold Coast Skydive. Amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. A couple of things helped. The people there, Abs, were very funny. Like, they made me feel really relaxed because I told them I was like, I'm scared of heights. I freaked out on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, not keen to go skydiving. But I think the other thing now that once we've done it is like, once you get in the plane, like, yeah, I was still nervy, but like you get in a plane, like you go up, you're attached to someone, like it all kind of is sequential. Like there's always something happening and then you're landing. Like the worst part about the bridge was we all climbed to the top and then you all just stood
there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go down.
No one wouldn't have helped though. Was the fact that you texted me in the group chat before saying, I love you if I die, and I hadn't replied until 5 hours later. And I went, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit, is he alive?
Just
I actually didn't get an I'm okay text. And it was like, oh, my God, is this the last thing Jim sent me in the chat?
Yeah, well, they go, you know, text your loved ones and whatever, and they text all his loved ones, text his fiance. And yeah. I was like, I don't really have any. I'll text Abby.
In the group chat, Abby, even sort of yeah. Two person. Yeah.
I didn't want to go one on one and be like, protecting babe, yourself. If I die,
Abby replies with a thumbs up react.
Yeah.
All right. So, I've got a little bit of audio here, Abs, for you to hear as well. So, this is just before we jumped out, right? So, we're in the plane. This is the moment. We've got the parachutes on. We've got the instructors behind us. This is Jimmy and I in the plane moments before the skydive.
I'd like it to go on the record that one of the first ever radio things I pitched to Jimmy was to jump out of a plane.
And I said I'd murder Nate if he made me do it.
I think that's a polite way of saying you said, F*** off.
10 years later, here we are.
So it was 10 years in the making.
Mm.
And then what happened was, Abs, they shuffle you forward and Jim went out first and then I went out second. So,
and was that because you wanted to go first so you got it over and done with?
You did want to go first.
Without a peek behind the curtains. Bigfoot was with us. This is all for budget. So yeah. The bit was for the video. Bigfoot lands first, I land second, and I'm supposed to chase him. But because it's my first time skydiving, I'm like, oh my God, I made it. And then Nath goes, Jim, you forgot about Bigfoot.
You just ruined the magic of Bigfoot for me.
Yeah, I know.
The whole content ruined now.
Yeah. So you'll watch that video and just be like, this was all planned.
Yeah,
I'll totally. I watch all the content you guys post.
Anyway,
I watched all of Island.
Anyway, Nate, save this by playing some audio of Jimmy Nate jumping out of a plane. Have a listen to this.
Whoa.
This is where out.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This Jimmy.
This is sick.
Woo. Big Mike, yes, my brother.
I'll be honest, they gave us the raw footage, Ab, so like the whole jump, and I played it for the team, and I knew this, it's just me swearing.
Yeah,
So was it fear, because that is my worst nightmare, that I would never choose to do that ever, ever. Was it fear or was it joy?
No, joy. I can't explain, so the most I was scared was like when you're right on the edge because the doors open the whole way. So they take off and the doors just open on the plane. So the wind's like rustling around and I'm pretty nervy and then you're on the edge. But as soon as I jumped out, I was like...
Yeah. Because the thing is that
there's no feeling. I've never felt anything or experienced. I don't even know how to explain it, of the free fall bit. So before the parachute lands, you're going at like 200 kilometers an hour just towards the ground.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't even, but it's this weird, like, I mean, it just must be much adrenaline.
But Jim, and you brought it up just before, which is what I want to bring up. The thing that makes you so relaxed is the people, right? So the people that you're jumping out with, or the thing, and this is what I want to bring up, they have these go-to gags, because I've done skydiving once before, and they all use the same jokes.
Okay.
So they're jokes designed to kind of like make you laugh, but also make you feel nervous at the start. So okay. And I said to Jim a few of the gags beforehand, watch them say this, and they say exactly that. So they come up to you and they go, oh, is this your first time? And you go, yeah. And they go, same.
Okay, but now,
I thought you were going to say they're going to go, oh, could be your last.
No, so you
say that.
So dark.
That's what I would do.
You know, Nath Abs loves a dadist style joke.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, the airwaves. Yeah. I mean, good one, though.
So the worst part was because Nath loves those styles of jokes and he'd been skydiving the whole time, that was ruined from the entire time. Nath's like, they're going to come up now and they're going to put the harness on you.
But here's another one. They were ready because there was one joke that I wasn't ready for. So this is another joke, like a classic gag that they clearly had ready, right? Because they said to me, is this your first time? And I go, yeah, is it yours? And expect him to go, it's my first time too. And he goes, no, it's not my first time jumping. It is my first time back since the incident, though.
These guys
are good.
They're on.
And then they do the classic, like, we're out there, and just before we jump, they go, I feel like we've forgotten something. If you feel like you've forgotten
something. That's not
funny. Yeah, they do all that kind of gear. There's videos of them, like they're playing with, like, the hooks and stuff behind us going, oh, where's this supposed to be connected?
That was the stuff that made you a bit, like, on edge. Like, it's not funny. I'd already sort of made peace with myself. I'd text you, Abs. I'm like, if I go, I go.
you go without a reply from having chat feelings.
So what I wanted to do, 131060, in light of this, I want want to ask the question. Classic work bits. What's your go-to work or industry gag? Because clearly in the skydiving realm, they've got a few bits that they use all the time on customers. Yeah. I know in radio, the classic one we always get is heads for radio. That's one we get all the time.
Oh, I don't think Abby's probably heard that.
Because she's a TV girl. So that's
all right. And she's just beautiful.
Mm.
Thank you, boys. I agree.
So
yeah.
I remember there was one when I was working in the warehouse at Freedom Furniture. I used to use this one all the time. It was an absolute killer. When I'd have the package, like something you got delivered, right? Like in a big box, I'd walk out to the sales girls and go, guys, got a big package for you. Slayed every time. Yeah,
is there any reason to take the package onto the floor?
No reason at all.
Just for the bit?
The reason was to do the gag.
Just for the bit.
And
he was
it
made
back
for
out.
Radio.
Slayed every time.
Jesus.
Dad's a Sparky. One of his go-to gags all the time is anytime he's like touching like wires or anything, he's always going,
That's a
classic Sparky.
Yeah,
yeah. So what I want to do is 131060, jump on the phones right now. Classic work gags, Australia. What is your go-to work gag? Whatever industry you're in, what is something that always works? You can either say it to your colleagues or you say it to customers. I know they're out there. Classic work gags.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Jim Abbs, we were just talking about, we went skydiving on Thursday. Jim and I are also on the weekends, 7 to 9, and we're teaming up with Budget Car Rental. We did skydiving, Jim, for the first time. And also, big round of applause for you, Jim. You told me 10 years ago, Abbs, that he would never do it. He would never do it. It wasn't in such a polite way as I just said then.
I got very angry with Nathan in a room. We were at the Red radio station.
Yep.
And weirdly enough, it was the first thing we were offered. It was a client thing.
Wow.
And they want you to jump out of a plane. Before we did anything, like first week we were on air.
And I was like, how
grabbed
good's
Nathan
this?
In a room and I just was like, I will beat the living.
Yeah, cool. All right. Sounds like a very positive work environment for both of you.
It took us 10 years and he jumped out of a plane. How good.
Can I say the other thing? And another peek
behind the curtains.
And I don't want to ruin the magic, but sometimes, and you probably have to do this in TV Abbs, you've got to film stuff and do stuff out of order. It's not going to happen.
I'm also in radio.
In radio as well. I don't know how TV works. I've never worked in TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does happen, doesn't it?
I mean, the first scene in F-Boy was shot last.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So we actually went skydiving on Thursday and it was this huge adrenaline, this huge come down afterwards. And then we're in Brisbane doing the show and like we could not talk about it. And at the start of that show, Abs goes, oh, you guys had a big day. And me and Nick go,
we had an exciting breakfast.
We had a good time that we're not going to talk about today, Abby. And I was like, oh, no one told me that we weren't allowed to talk about it.
And we didn't. But then you wait and then we talk about it like on Sunday, which is like, and then it's kind of not the same thing as like the live of it happening.
But the reason I bring it up is because when we're at Gold Coast Skydive, the guys were awesome. Like they made you so comfortable, but they had all these go-to gags for the skydiving industry. Some of them were fantastic. Like they'd always go to Aussies, your first time? Yeah, me too. Yeah. All that kind of break the ice kind of thing, but you're also shit scared. Yeah. So I asked the question 131060. Classic work gags. What's your industry or what's your work bit that you use all the time on customers or to each other? I know they're out there. Michael from Sydney. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. First of all, what's the industry you're in that this gag exists in?
I'm a fashion editor, so I work on fashion shoots and I'm the stylist for all the fashion shoots and stuff.
Okay. Now, is there a classic work gag you use, Mike?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 20 years and everyone, like usually hair and makeup artists are like, oh my God, he's going to do it. So what I do is I wait till the model or the celebrity is sitting in the makeup chair for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then I'll walk up to the makeup artist, look at her, but ignore whoever's in the chair getting their makeup done and say, let me know when the talent gets here because we're in a hurry. And I'll walk away and the model or the celebrity in the chair will be like, it's
content dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
You're teasing me, you naughty, naughty.
This is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Michael said a naughty word, guys.
Naughty, naughty Michael.
Told a lovely story. Told a great story.
Crazy. He's being naughty at work and naughty on the radio.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Classic Michael.
I mean, Michael, you are back. Michael, don't swear again. That was a great story, okay? Michael? Okay. Bye, Michael.
Living in fear.
bye, Michael.
Goodbye, Michael. Had a great story.
Bye, Michael. Kelly from Mildura. Hi, Kelly. Oh, no, I'm going to have phone issues now because again. The dump is going to be, this is what happens when somebody swears.
What gag do I have?
What's going on with you?
Hello, Kelly?
Hello.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, I had nothing. Thank God.
Tech Nathan's figured it out, Kel. Kelly, first of all, what's your industry? We're talking classic work gags.
It's a bit of a different one. I work in the adult toy industry.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Oh, Okay.
So my favourite toys.
Okay. What's your, and what's the bit that you use? Kelly, what's the go-to joke?
So when people buy adult toys, I always remind them of our 30-day satisfaction guarantee and 30-day returns. And I also remind them that this one that they're buying has just been returned.
It's very good. These are great.
And you have to see the look on their face.
Yeah, is it a look of, and then they realise that it's a joke and laugh, or...?
Sometimes I play along for a while, but usually they understand.
Yeah, fair enough. Very good. Emma from Avalon. Hang on, I'm having phone issues again. Emma. Hello, Em. Em, we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Em, what's your industry?
Yeah, I'm a psychologist.
Okay.
So usually if I meet people, if I'm at a party or a social event, they'll be like, oh, are you going to read my mind? And I used to be really polite and be, no, no, no. Now I'm just like, yeah, I already did.
Oh, so they
Whoa,
think.
Well, that's scary.
Just so you know, Whoa. Psychologists, we're not psychics. We no, can't.
No, we get it.
Yeah.
It just, I would go, whoa.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's, if you I ever would see... just be like, that's not what psychologists do.
But what? No. If you ever see Abby at a party, that joke will absolutely work on her.
Absolutely.
Don't you worry about Gabby from Adowie. Hi, Gabs.
Hey, guys.
Gabby, what's the industry?
I used to work in a sewage treatment plant.
Okay, and what's the go-to work gag that you'd always use, Gabs?
You think you've got a crap job.
Hot Nights Podcast. Well, I think I've reached my final form of being, because I'm 28 in 15 days, if either of you were wondering, 15
what would
you like? Days. Just your company.
Yeah, us
I would just like to have a coffee
company?
Maybe together.
Well, sorry, coffee, yeah.
No, I would like us to have a little coffee together maybe with Walter.
What about, are you available 7 to 9 p.m.? During the week.
We actually aren't on air that day. So.
Oh, is it a weekend?
No, it's in our break.
I thought birds. Okay. I thought it like a two birds, one stone situation for us.
No, you have to choose to see me. Anyway, look, it's fine.
Okay.
All I want is your company, kids. I don't care about anything else. I just want your presence as a present. So it's I'm turning 28 and I think that I'm reaching my final form as an irritated nana, basically. Mm. So I was in Melbourne voluntarily on Friday night, unfortunately. And then I flew home from Melbourne. And then after my flight, I then went to watch some flamenco dancing. And then after that, I got home at like 9 o'clock. And as my Uber pulled up to my house, there was very, very, very loud music coming from a miscellaneous unknown location, right?
Mm.
Because I live in a dead end street. And I couldn't figure out where it was coming
where
from.
Do you live?
Shush. I almost would answer with my exact address just then. And are we even in delay?
Give us a postcode.
Yeah, nah. So.
What does it rhyme with?
So we pull out.
Latitude and longitude.
And I thought, I genuinely thought maybe there's some sort of street, like pre-organized street party on, because it was only 9 o'clock and it was a Saturday night that I wasn't aware of or not invited to for some reason. I don't know. So I'm a nana, I guess. And I was like, I'll let them have their fun for a little while longer. It's only 9 o'clock, right?
Okay.
So I get home and I'm starving. You know, I've been out and about all day. I'm ready for nap time. I've had a very big couple of weeks, as you boys know. I'm a bit stressed. And I thought, okay, I'll order some pizza. And once I finish eating that pizza, then I shall take action. Because the music, okay. I got home, I closed all the windows, and the music was sort of like, okay,
muffled.
Yeah, it was like muffled, but it was still this loud. Like, it was still as though someone was in my room.
Sing a song for us so we know what it's like.
I'm trying to think of what song was playing. It was like,
it could be any song, but just sorry.
No, but I, now I am on the spot and I can't think of a song.
You can't think of any songs.
the one you just
any
said.
Any song, quickly. Go,
dance. Three,
two, one.
Dance the night. Dua Lipa. We just played it.
Dance the night. But like someone's in the corner of your room doing that, right? Like that loud, okay? Like that.
Turns out we found out your address.
Yeah. So, but also the songs are not good songs. The songs are, well, it's like 2010 songs.
Sure.
It's not fun vintage Y2K. It's not recent. It's 2010. And also they're playing these songs in full. There's
what
no
time is
mixing.
This, by the way?
It's 9:30 this point.
So it's 9:30. Okay.
No.
On a Saturday night.
The news hasn't even finished. Price is Right still
that's
on.
It's not even kick-ons. It's pre's. Abby's getting pissed off at pre-drinks. they're out there playing beer pong.
Clubs haven't opened yet.
Yeah, no. I've been open the window and I hear this loud. I'm not kidding. Push the button and let me know before I get the wrong idea and go. It is so loud, and I look around, head out the window in my nightcap.
In your nightie.
Australia, Abby was texting us in her group chat videos.
I was going, where the bloody hell is this coming? I'm looking around trying to get an address because I'm going, I'm going to do something about this.
Yeah.
I thought, if it's a neighbour downstairs, I know all my neighbours, I'll just text them, like, and they will always turn things down for me and vice versa. I also have fun sometimes.
Yes. I'm fun too.
I'm also fun.
At Kino at 2 o'clock. Yeah,
okay. 10 o'clock hits, I go perfect. I Google sound restriction laws in Sydney.
Jesus, she's looking up legislation.
10 p.m. I go, perfect. Call the police.
Oh, no!
No, because this was so loud and I couldn't even see where it was coming. If it was that, okay, if I could hear it like, in my house with all the windows. I was putting towels across my windowsills. No, it was, I had Jewish matchmaking on.
Okay.
I couldn't even hear
Why
them.
Why did you have Jewish matchmaking on?
Because I'm learning about the religion, okay?
Why?
I just like it,
sorry,
okay?
How many times did you call the police?
So I've called once. They go, yeah, we've heard about it. Is it? They give me the full address. I go, it must be that address, mate. He goes, yeah, I thought it was all a joke when someone said they must have a sound system, but they have literally 15 speakers there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guys, they're disrupting the whole suburb. Okay. I go, okay, no worries. 40 minutes later, I'm still hearing like, I'm going, not in full. I can't hear it again. Then I call again. I go, I'm so sorry to bother you, but has anyone been to this house? Like, yeah. And they go, look, there is a car there right now. We'll send a second car out. And I go, thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Make some arrests.
Then I had a shower. And in the shower, I had a moment of peace. And I thought, great, I can go to bed now. Come out again. It's louder than ever. It's almost like they're doing it to taunt me. I then wait 40 more minutes. It's almost midnight now, boys. You have no idea. I call again. I go, I'm so sorry. But
this is your third time.
Good police three times.
You don't understand how loud this was. You don't. It was literally, it was louder than anything I've ever heard. And then I go,
turn your hearing aid down then.
I then go, I don't know. I was like, can anything be done? Like, can arrest be made?
Can arrest be made? Sorry. You are, what am I under arrest for? Playing Gwen Stefani too loud.
In full. In full. And then eventually I put my loop earplugs in and it was still going and I was still hearing full songs because the man said there was a more pressing matter to get to. And I said, look, I understand. I said, and he said, yeah, you've called. And I go, no, I understand, but I'm a bit stressed this week. I just need to sleep. Anyway, and then I went to sleep with my earplugs and I woke up and it was serenity. But Walter was scared because he has such big ears.
Walter.
So I just had a bit of a nana moment. But I also think that I was well within my right.
You know what?
Look, I do want to let Australia know that Nathan and I were arrested on Saturday night for playing music too loud. So
No. I think the charge was playing Gwen Stefani in full.
What is the charge?
So annoying. It was like full Will I Am song. Like, what is going on?
It wasn't even the Black Eyed Peas. It was Will I Am by himself.
Do you know what I mean?
How about we celebrate this, Abs? I mean, I feel like you were within reason to do that, but I feel like there's people out there in Australia who deserve to be celebrated for being what I'm calling nantastic.
Hello there. It's Nana CC Boats here, and I want to know, are you nantastic?
Is that it?
No, I've got four of them. Here's another one. Are you nantastic?
Oh, that is nantastic.
Are you nantastic?
Oh, my dear, that is nantastic.
Nanny Lynn.
I think it's Nanny Audio Bones. Are you nantastic?
Oh, such a good person. You are nantastic.
That's good. That's
131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What have you been doing that makes you a bit of a nat?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Are you like Abby Chatfield and are you nantastic?
Hello, it's Nana CC Bones here, sitting next to my grandson, CC Bones.
Oh, thank you for the recognition, Nana. I appreciate it.
Just to prove that it's not CC Bones putting on a voice, because as I said, I am next to my grandson.
I know, Nan. I can see you're next to me.
What did I want to know again?
Are you nantastic, Nan?
Oh.
Okay.
He's doing characters.
That one man show. I want to see that. God, I want to see that at community theatre. That is amazing.
Yeah, sorry, Australia. Abby's not going on tour next year. Bones is.
Yeah. Bones, absolutely. I want him to, as long as the sound is kept down after 10 p.m. Because over the weekend, I got home from a big night in Melbourne and there was a very loud party, even saying it. There was a very loud party happening.
You can't say it without sounding old. You can't.
There was a very loud party happening, and it was so loud that even when my windows closed, I could hear it. It was, you know.
I'll tell you one of the worst parts of Australia. She put bloody towels down in the gaps to try and stop the noise even more.
That's so old. No, that wasn't the worst part. That was actually being really considerate and trying to put up with it. That was trying to be cool and young.
Consider it. You called the cops three times.
Yeah.
And when she walked in, she went, "Look, I'll give him a minute." It bothered you as soon as you entered your building.
No, because it was only 9:38 and the legalities were they could make it sound till 10:30. I was watching Jewish Matchmaking. I had to listen. Mm. I love that show. It's really, really good. Anyway, so you know what else I realized though? After I called the cops three times, while I was waiting to get to a reasonable time to call the third time, I did something that was also very Nana. Oh. While I'm in my plush robe with my Cocker Spaniel and my skincare on my face and my hair in a plait, I also, for dessert, made myself a little bit of vanilla ice cream with some fresh strawberries.
Oh, my God.
Which I think is a very Nana dessert.
Decorate it with some of the potpourri from your undie drawer.
I think it's potpourri.
Potpourri. Well,
then I put my sleeping spray on the bed before. I'm
stop!
Kidding, because I wanted to go to bed. Anyway, so I want some solidarity here. Mm. I want some people who are what, Nate?
They're Nantastic abs. We're celebrating being Nantastic. Beck from Newcastle. Hi, Beck.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Beck. Are you Nantastic?
Oh, I am. I definitely am.
Okay, talk us through it. What do you do?
Okay, so last Saturday, this only happened last Saturday. Oh, actually, Saturday. Just gone, sorry.
Okay.
So I'm at home, had a shit day. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to swear. I've got children of my own, and they were just annoying me that time of the month as well. And there was a birthday party next door. Mind you, it was 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Now, they're in the backyard screeching, just being horrible kids, just making horrible sounds. And I just asked them very politely to tone it down, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't bear it anymore, so I rang the police and made an official complaint.
Fair enough, Beck.
On 12-year-olds, you called the police?
No.
I did. And then they showed up, the police showed up, and I peeked out of my bedroom window and watched them.
So what time was this, Beck?
It was like 12 o'clock in the day.
Oh, yeah, just got to go to Abby here, who's done some research and Googling. What's the noise complaint rules?
Yeah, midday's okay. also, guys, I forgot to mention I'm also on my period. So just so you're aware.
Oh, don't make excuses, mate.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying things are heightened, you
things
know?
Are.
Things are heightened.
Things are a lot,
yeah,
things are a lot
see
larger
them.
Than what yeah, they usually
knocked,
are.
Yeah. Knocked us out walking in.
aren't they?
I know, mate.
Have you guys noticed that?
No.
No, not at all, mate. I'm concentrating on the radio show. Louise from Melbourne. Hi, Lou.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. We're celebrating being Nantastic. Have you been a bit of a Nana, Lou?
I have. Recently, I've taken up knitting. I've never done it before in my life. I'm left-handed, so no one's ever been able to teach me.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely loving it. I find it really therapeutic, very calming, a bit Nana-ish.
Louise, okay, one of my really good friends, she crochets. And I've been envious and I actually asked her during our radio break, can I learn to crochet with her? So I'm on board with this. Apparently it's very calming.
Yeah. Our old producer Grace, before we fight her.
For crocheting.
For crocheting.
Yeah, too much.
she was crocheting outside. She loved crocheting. Big crocheter. How old are you, Lou, if you don't mind me asking?
49.
Oh, still spring chicken. Lou, can I just say, when you were talking about that, I've never seen Abby more excited in the radio studio. She just couldn't wait, Lou, to jump in and go, can you teach me?
I'm right-handed, so, you know, I have to learn from my friend how to crochet. My friend crocheted a balaclava for someone very famous that I can't say.
Someone famous robbing a bank?
No, I'll tell you who in the song. You'll be very excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Coming up soon, not for you, Australia.
Jimmy and Nate will find out who it is. Josie from Melbourne. Josie, are you nantastic? What have you done that's made you a bit of a nana?
I'm definitely a nana. I am a nurse and I'm definitely known as the nana of the department because I'm always looking after the juniors and the younger guys saying, right, have you got a snack? Have you had a wee? Have you got dinner? You know, and I'm also known for having a nice little stash of like Werther's or lollies in my pockets just for those moments when you need them.
Oh my God, that's why I have producer Jared. Jared's my nana. Sorry,
everyone needs one.
Josie, were you saying that you tell them that make sure you go and do a wee?
100%. We don't get time, and you know, you need a nana to say take five for you and go and have a wee.
Are these other nurses or are they like before they go into surgery or something?
Oh, other nurses, doctors who are too busy. You got to be reminded of
that. No.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Australia, I want to ask now on 301060, what did your ex do to you or your stuff after the breakup? Or potentially someone you know, pass on those stories.
This could get ugly.
But yeah, what did your ex do to you? All your things. Now, according to a dating expert, Nathan Apps, women who have been wronged by their husbands and are going through a divorce or breakup should feel no guilt whatsoever when it comes to seeking a little revenge.
Oh, this is good.
So this seasoned dating expert said she assured newly single women that actions like scratching their ex's cars, cutting up their clothes, or even burning their passports are perfectly acceptable ways to deal with anger and regain a sense of power.
Is this satire?
It sounds satirical.
Well, as the guy who always questions your stories and says, is this real? Would I bring a fake story to the show?
Burning passports is dangerous. Mm.
Well, Ted Lasso, the season finally gets his... Oh, spoilers.
Oh, Jesus. You're supposed to say spoilers before you say something like that.
Who is this person?
Louise Robinson.
It's a made-up name.
That's...
She was sharing her wisdom at the Postcards from Midlife Live event in London recently.
Oh, one of the great live events. Wow. We got asked to MC that
like
as a show.
It's like the Trauma Dump tour of the UK.
Well, great. I don't condone that. Have you done anything naughty to exes things? I've done one thing.
One thing. Well, okay, what did you do?
Well, look, I don't know if I can say what I...
If I turn the mics off, do you want to say it really quickly?
No, it's fine what I did. Okay, I just had a certain... I had Valium for the first time, okay? Just say that.
Okay.
And then I was drinking, which you shouldn't do with Valium at all. And my ex had... I'd broken up with him and I just set... I just set like all of his like undies and caps and stuff in my house on fire.
So you
in
started...
In a little bonfire.
You're an arsonist.
Yeah, but he was an asshole.
I've never done anything to my ex, but when my auntie got divorced from her first husband, me and my sister, who were very close with my auntie, we went through their house and we put rocks in all of his business shoes.
That is pretty.
Like we were
good.
Little. I was like 5, 6 years old.
But wouldn't he have just come to like pack them up and be like, "Well, just tip these rocks out of his shoes."
Bloody got ya.
You thought he wasn't going to notice.
Yeah, here we
go. Just put them on.
Try to put them on now. Rock foot.
Sucked in. I also once burnt a letter from my ex and my friends did a ceremony of dancing around it.
Oh.
It was a bit.
It's very culty.
It was a bit. We thought it was funny.
I don't think I've done anything to my ex's stuff. One of my exes sent all my stuff back to where I used to work. It was a bit awkward. Remember
I think that's quite polite.
But you could have sent it home. This was my thing. You could have sent it to my home address. You knew where I live, but it all came. Remember the boxes?
Oh, my God. I just realized. My ex was, my current fiance, Meg, was going for a job, and my ex was the employer. Remember?
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
did she get the job?
I told her to maybe not go for it.
Yeah.
But what's that to do with like, what she did to start?
Well, I don't know. Just, I mean...
Just a story you want to share?
Just fun ex stories.
Welcome to story time.
It's just with a funnex story, story, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, 131060, funnex stories.
Yeah.
Hot Nights Podcast.
And I've just asked 131060, what did your ex do to your stuff? Mm. Or someone else's ex. This is after some cooker in the UK said things like scratching your... Well, I mean, I don't think any of us agree with what she said, do we?
Absolutely.
Just going man. Around the room?
No, definitely not.
Nah, good. Mm. Me neither. She said things like scratching your ex's car, cutting up their clothes, or even burning them. Burning their passports. Perfectly acceptable ways to deal with anger and regain a sense of power. We don't believe that, but I am a fan of these types of stories.
I think it was a comedy show, and you've misunderstood satire.
Did you watch a rom-com, did you?
Nah, sometimes I do find stories that are satire, and I just take them as real. It's more fun that way, you know? You get good stories from the people.
You get angry.
Because then you get people going, what? She said, what?
Never, you know my motto, Nath, never let truth get in the way of a good story.
And also, don't Google it. Moral of the show. Rachel from the Senate Coast. Hello, Rach.
Hi, how going?
Good. What did your ex do to your stuff, or what did you do?
It was actually my friend. So I was dating a guy, and she was dating his friend. They broke up, and we knew when they were and weren't home, and that they left their back door open. So we went in the back door, and she got his toothbrush and cleaned the toilet with his toothbrush and put it back.
Oh. Did something bad happen for the relationship to end?
Yeah, he was just a horrible cheating person. He was a good person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now he's got a poopy
mouth.
So now
his dirty mouth can has a dirty toothbrush.
Oh, very good. You dirty boy.
Got him. Poopy mouth.
Poopy mouth. Poopy mouth. Poopy boy.
Poopy boy mouth.
Yeah.
Benji from Newcastle. Hi, Benji.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. What did your ex do to your stuff, or what did you do the ex's stuff?
So what she did to me, we pretty much broke up after a long time and then such and such. I went to move all my stuff out and she kept all of my clothes and gave it to her new partner at the time that we only broke up with after a week. And then when they broke up, she set them all on fire and sent both of us videos. And me and him are really good mates. So
were you good mates, like bonding, after the breakup or were you mates before?
After. And we got the last laugh because it was all Kmart clothes. So...
Flames to dust, letters to fans. How good things come to an end. That's a banger.
It's
even better
song.
When you guys sing it like that. It's really good.
Because we're the voice of our generations.
Flames to dust.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did your ex do to your stuff? Or what did you do the ex's stuff?
I'm the guilty party here. I'm sorry.
Oh, what'd you do, Jess?
So he cheated on me multiple times and then ran up with another girl but left me to pack up all his stuff for him to come back and collect.
Yeah, that's a stupid move from him, Jess. What did you do to it?
Yeah, well, he wasn't the brightest. So he had a pair of, like, white Gucci jeans and I poured beetroot all over them and stained them. I smashed his laptop and he had, like, a whole, like, stack of porno mags, so I burnt them like one page at a time with my best friend.
One page at a time?
Hell yeah.
Why one page at a time, Jess?
It was good for the soul.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy when they're all stuck together.
I was savouring it, you know.
savouring it. How did you smash the laptop, Jess, out of interest?
Oh, I just threw it on the concrete.
Yeah, it's a good way to do
simple
it.
Simple way to do
it's
it,
a
mate.
Good, it's a good way to do it.
If you don't have a
Why don't you savour it?
What pulled out one key at a time?
The little pinpricks all over the screen.
Like a voodoo screen. Yeah. Pat from Punch Bowl. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did your ex do? What did you do to your ex's stuff?
Well, about 10 years ago, I found out that my boyfriend at the time was cheating with multiple women.
Yep.
And this was at the beginning of summer. So the last thing I did before I moved out was get about 2 kilos of raw prawns and sew them all into the curtains of at the hem.
You sewed prawns into the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, some admin in that. And
How long do you reckon that took you, Pat?
Not that long, actually.
Are you good at sewing?
No, I just kind of squished them in through the holes.
I'm not
worrying about neat.
Because Pat, Abby wants to learn crocheting, so
you can help me, Pat.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Monday night, Monday bloody Monday, guys. Let's do this. Jimmy, Nath, Abby, we are on your radios. We're in your lives for a Monday. Big hour on the way, but Jim, Abs, our wider producing team, they wanted to do something special for you guys. It's something that they've come up with, and they just wanted you to just to look outside whilst they do something fun for you guys.
Are they all Jared?
Yep. So one of our producers, Jared, they've decided to all do the final hour of our show all with Jared masks on, including Jared, who has a mask of himself
Jared.
On.
Why?
I don't get the bit.
I love it.
Nath also has a Jared mask on.
We are an audio medium.
I got one too.
Yeah.
Wow.
They made one for me.
Love this bit, and I completely understand it. Don't you, Jim?
I hate the bit, and I don't understand it at all.
I'll be honest.
That, our first fight.
There's a reason I preface it with, the guys outside had no idea.
I feel sorry for Jared, because even though Jared's wearing a Jared mask, it looks like, A, Jared doesn't understand what's going on, but B, earlier in the show, Abby called him the grandma of the team.
No, for taking care of me.
He did look, you looked back to me and Nath, but you're very upset outside, weren't you, Jared? Yes. Mm. Can you come to the mic, Jared, explain what's happening? Because we're all a little confused.
Yeah, me included, as I stand here with my Jared mask on.
You be quiet, Jared.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, I honestly don't know.
Right, okay. Well, should we go to the executive producer of the show?
Executive producer Brooke, explain yourself.
So on Friday, we had a meeting with our boss, and we were all wearing the Jared masks, and we all changed our name to Jared and the same background. So we were literally all Jared in the meeting.
So it's an off-air bit that none of us were involved in, no one that listens knows.
So it's
we just wanted to be Jared.
Yeah, so it's an off-air bit by the off-air team. Yeah.
That should have stayed.
So there's
a reason why.
It's just office chat.
You know what we should do, team? We should give them a producer podcast. Once a week, the three of them get together and...
They can do all their little bits in their own environment.
They got the cute little masks on.
I love that creativity.
It's good. What's
it's
it going
like
to be tomorrow?
It's like you guys want to lose your job.
See? And that's why everyone's wearing a Jared mask.
Oh, see?
He's the funny one.
He's the funny one. Anyway, well.
I do love Jared, though, in all honesty.
I love all our producers.
Jared, if I'm ranking at the moment, Jared, you're number one.
We're not ranking our producers. We're not outwardly bullying our producers.
I wasn't
bullying
anyone.
You know why? Because you two will get, the boys are so funny doing a bit of ranking their producers. I will get Abby bullies
Abby,
off their staff.
Abby
abuses because she's a woman and she has a vulva.
So who would you put last, Abs? You had to pick one. Ready? Gun to your head. 3, 2, 1. Who's last?
I'm not doing it. I love them all equally, and
she
they all bring
Kira.
Different.
Don't look at Kira. Kira. Oh my God, digital Kira.
Definitely not Kira.
Oh, so, we're narrowing.
Yeah,
down.
Go to a song. Go to a song.
We're
yeah, Abs gonna get trouble.
All right, yeah, just before Abs rip somebody else's head off.
Crazy woman in media. She's ripping doors off hinges.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Nathan, did you get the round of applause ready for a 24-year-old deckhand? Just like you, Nathan. The younger you.
Yeah, I was a deckhand
once. Yes, he was on
A deckhand?
What? Oh, the guys who throw the ropes on the ferries.
Slay.
Nathan is really good with ropes.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Really good rope guy.
I am, but different scenario.
No, I just tie him up.
But only on a boat.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, this guy was a deckhand on F-Boy Island. Well, not a deckhand, not F-Boy, but he was deckheaded also
on
F-Boy
Island. Oh, that's how they got the island. Was it Eric?
He's from Queensland. He was the first eliminated F-Boy on the show and then ended up in Limbro. Please welcome to the show, Eric!
Eric, welcome.
Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great, Eric. God, I've missed you after our beautiful time in Limbro.
Have you? True. I mean, you can hit me up whenever. I just want to see that.
Oh, once an F-boy, always an F-boy.
No, but I thought I reformed you, Eric. I thought I was going to have it. You too, Abby, miss you so much. I'm sort of reciprocated love.
Yeah, no, I'm still working on it, to be honest with you. I'm still working through it.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Eric, do you think the show has reformed you at all? A little, like, just a little bit? Have you listened to what Abby said at all?
Yeah, like I took on what Abby said, but like I'm me at the end of the day. So like,
Eric the deckhand, you know?
Yeah. What a great excuse. Yeah, but I'm just me.
A leopard can't change its spots.
You're told to be exactly. yourself, and I'm just me. I'm just Eric. So, Eric, during the show, I mean, look, you were first off, but that actually means you get the most airtime in Limbro, which is is a great win from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. And we had a moment, the first step to rehabilitation. We had a confession, as you know. And we're trying to do a little game here with the boys where we're going to do confessions in a bit. And I wanted to give an example of an F-boy confession because, look, these two boys are absolute chookie angels. So they need some inspiration of F-boydom, and I think you have what it takes. So in Limbro, I asked you to confess to some things, and only a little bit of it made the actual show. But can you give us another confession of something you've done that is peak F-boy?
So I've actually got plenty of stories for you, but one that always brings to mind is, I've never had a relation that's lasted like longer than a week. Do you know what I mean? Like not even close.
I don't know what you mean, Eric, but push on.
Nath is very happily engaged.
Okay. Right. So like if I'm with a girl and it comes to that time of the night, like we're in bed, we've done the deed and like, I sort of want like a good night's sleep. And, like, I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking of how to get her out. I'll actually come up with, like, a little saying. I'll just be like, so this is probably a bad time to bring this up, but I actually have a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will tell her that so she can leave. I'll buy her a cab. And if she doesn't believe me, like, I'll be like, you know that hoodie you're wearing? Like, it's actually hers.
Eric, that is the worst. That is
Eric.
Eric, why do you do that?
Has that ever not worked, Eric?
No, if they normally get up in like a big huff, do you know what I mean? So it does work. And that is the goal. Like who doesn't want like a good night's sleep? Like,
Look, I mean, I don't think that's good behavior, Eric.
Eric.
I don't understand.
That's your inspiration though.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been more inspired.
So everyone listen, no one do that.
Yeah. Why do you think you do that, Eric? I know you're saying a good night's sleep, but what is it that compulses you to lie to this woman and say, or these women and say that you have a girlfriend?
Well, after the act's been done, I'm sort of, like interest has completely been lost sort of thing.
Right. So you just have to.
So it's not about a good night's sleep then. You just don't want to be around this person. So you're just using them for sex.
It's a half and half. Like I definitely lose interest, but I also want my good night's sleep.
Have you ever thought about being honest with a woman and being like, hey, look, I'm keen to have sex, but also I really need a good night's sleep. Any chance we could have sex and then go our separate ways?
You know what? It's actually never struck me to do that. Ever.
Eric.
Jimmy, you do that to people.
Yes.
Not what Eric does.
Jim, you are very, very honest.
Yes, I will be like, hey.
And how does it go, Jim?
Goes well. Women just want the truth.
And Eric. You know why, Eric? Because Jimmy is secure enough in himself that he knows it, that he will still have value without having to lie to women.
Ah, right. See, that's where I go wrong.
Eric, here's what we're going to do, right? Your friends, Jimmy, Nathan, Abby, we're going to give you a bit of homework, all right?
Let's go.
We're going to get you to practice this. We're going to get you to practice honesty, okay? Mm-hmm. So next time you get a bit lucky, Eric, maybe, you know, you're on the ferries and you've thrown a really nice knot, right? And someone's gone, oh, hey, baby, you know, let me see your rudder, you know what I mean? So then you go back, right? And then I want you to be honest and be like, hey, look, just so you know, I like enjoy a night's sleep, so I want to be honest with you. I would love to have sex with you, but I would love you to head off afterwards or even offer to go to their place and then you leave afterwards, Eric.
But also, all I want from this is sex. Say that explicitly.
What do you reckon?
Because the thing is, you might get confused, but Eric, maybe these girls don't like you that much either.
What do you reckon, Eric?
Like I would say if I said that early on, I feel like it just wouldn't happen.
No, just make, just
and
give.
That's the point, Eric, is informed consent,
just
Eric.
Give it a go, Eric. Do us a favor.
That's the point.
That's the whole.
Is that you're tricking people?
I mean, it's just
Eric, yeah, lost cause. Sure, all right, let's go to a song or something. All right, Eric, thanks for your time.
Eric got kicked off first. Okay, up next, Abs, you said it before, what we're going to do is we're going to have a go at this. So the team, Jimmy, Nathan, Abby, we've all provided our audio guy, Audio Bones, with an F-boy confession we've all done.
Hot Nights Podcast.
And guys, if you haven't already, go and watch F-Boy Island. It is streaming now on Binge. We just had Eric, one of the first eliminated, or the first F-Boy eliminated, Abs.
The first one to go. And
I can't figure out why. It's just one of those mysteries.
They're all like that, Jim. They're all like that.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
I don't want to give too much away, but the idea is we're trying to reform these F-Boys as well, yes?
Yes, I attempted to.
But did anyone get reformed along the way? Can't say.
I guess I'm not sure at this point. Yeah. I thought that Eric
we're not off
had
to a good
some
start.
Change. Yeah, we had. Yeah. I had a lot of sessions with Eric actually.
What's the time frame between when that was filmed to now?
March. So 2 months.
2 months.
And he's already relapsed. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
heaps.
So that's
changed.
My thing. They've been out in the wild. There's so a chance they could relapse.
Joining us on the show, Abs caught up with Eric in Limbro, and Eric told Abs a pretty bad confession. Pretty bad F boy confession.
Pretty boy Island.
So what we thought we could do, guys, is all three of us have sent an F boy confession from our own lives to Audio Bones. Right, I've got them here. It just says confession one, confession two, confession three. As a team, we need to figure out who that particular F boy confession belongs to. Okay, okay. So each time I play one, somebody in the team will have to bluff their way through, and at the end, all three of us we need to decide who that confession belongs to.
So bad at lying. Okay.
Okay. All right, here is confession number one. F-boy confession number one.
How about we all shut our eyes and listen?
Okay.
So we're not looking at each other, make each other laugh.
So again, this either belongs to Jimmy, Nath, or Abby. F-boy confession one.
Confession one. I once took a person I was seeing to an all-you-can-eat ribs and steak restaurant. Because I wanted to break up with them, they were vegetarian, so I knew they wouldn't be happy at the restaurant, making it easier to break up. They had a side of salad, and I had a $50 full rack of ribs. We split the bill and broke up.
Nath.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Abby.
Why?
Do you not like ribs, Abby? I thought you did like meat. You eat meat.
I eat meat. Why would not be Abby?
I didn't actually know you're a big meat eater. Like a big, that's $50.
See,
$50 worth
mate,
of ribs.
I'm a big meat eater.
I've seen her in here eating burgers all the time. No, but I actually thought it might have been Abby.
There's a difference between a $20 burger and $50 worth of ribs.
Yeah, but whoever it was said they didn't eat it all.
I missed that part.
Mm.
Oh.
No, it wasn't said.
I think it was Nath. Are we going to find out the end, right? Because otherwise it'll be the last person we'll know who it is.
Yeah, true.
True, true.
I think it was Nath. I'm looking at Nath.
The fact that you're so confident about that makes me think it was you.
I think it's you.
Maybe I didn't.
Let's all lock it in. I'll come back to the scores
afterwards.
Everyone
write some down.
So confession one.
I don't have a pen. I just remember because I have a big brain.
And a big appetite because of all those ribs.
And some huge.
Especially at the moment.
Period boobs.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm all right. Okay.
Number one.
All right. Confession number two. Jimmy, Nath, or Abby, F-boy confession.
Confession two. I once slept with a girl and kicked her out of the bed.
Eric.
Slept with a girl and kicked her out of bed, like. Oh, we can't ask questions.
No, we can't.
Less
well, now
detailed.
I think it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Kicked, like, what? Because I need to, like...
The thing with that is...
You're not physically kicking her.
Mine has nothing to do with the confession, but just how much shorter that one was.
Yeah.
So this person probably didn't put as much time and effort into it.
Abs doesn't have... She's been busy. Abs been busy today.
So somebody else wrote it for her.
Yeah, true.
I don't know what. Yeah. No, guys.
So that's it's my method of deduction. Someone's had a very busy day today.
Someone's gone.
She's had 30 photo shoots. She's about to start filming for the Masked Singer.
I thought the confession was going to stop at I slept with a girl.
Honestly, so I've got all the buttons in front of me. So the first one went for 23 seconds. That one went for 4.
What did the next one go for?
Next one is longer too. 22 seconds.
Okay. Yeah,
so
you have gone wrong.
Can we just have a quick sidebar?
So Abby, just quickly, Jimmy and I are going to have a quick sidebar.
Obviously, don't think Abby took this seriously.
No.
No, well, but I think this is her idea.
Well, either she didn't take it seriously or remember the producing team who clearly wrote that.
Well, someone forgot to tell her.
Anyway, we're back.
Sorry.
Okay. Confession number three.
Confession three. The second time I ever had sex was at a girl's house, outside, in my car. Her younger brother and sister were inside, and her parents were supposed to be home late. But they came home early and parked right next to me in the driveway. And I panicked, reached across to the door, in the back seats, and literally kicked her out and drove off.
See how much more detail that one had?
Yeah, no, I do see that. Yeah, which I've been told.
Has another kicking example as well.
For essentially the same story, much more interesting.
Well, actually, I couldn't tell too... Okay, sorry. Sorry. I want to explain.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so what was...
Let's go through them.
Okay.
First one was Nath. Second one was Abby. And the third one was Jimmy.
The reason why I couldn't give more details is because I actually called producer Brooke on the way in. It's because the reason why I kicked her out was because it was the first time I slept with a woman and I had internalized homophobia.
Where was that, mate?
Would then obviously be me because it's internalized. I'm the only queer person here. So either way...
Nate, where was that? That's pretty much
my first lesbian experience. And you go, it could have been either of us.
Let's start it with my first lesbian experience.
Hot Nights Podcast.
It is Jimmy, Nathan, Abby, and Jim Abs. How about this? Generation Sickie is what people are calling the new wave of workers coming through into the Aussie workforce at the moment because of the amount of Aussies taking sickies during the week from work. It has doubled in the last 10 years, the amount of people taking sickies has doubled in the last 10 years. Now, these are sickies for people who aren't actually sick.
Why would you... That's a ding.
Oh, you reckon it's a ding? Or for both sides of the fences.
Use your sick leave for whatever you want to use your bloody sick leave for.
Have you met Nath? He's never taken a day off in my 10 years of knowing him.
No, of course. But the thing is, if you want to take a sickie...
What was that one sick day that I had? I was going to a winery with my mum.
Comes out. But also, if Nate doesn't come to work, the show literally doesn't happen.
Who's doing this gig? You know what I mean?
So I think it's good because, like, back in the day, like, especially like where I grew up in the country and stuff, people would just never take sick days. You know what I mean? Like, come on, mate, toughen up. You'll be right.
India, wasn't it?
People would be coming to work with snotty noses and just, you know, on their deathbeds.
Yeah. Spreading things as well.
Yep.
Well,
do you know about that, Jim?
Yep. What do you think I try to do here every night between 7 and 9?
He always holds a foot.
So apparently there was a near doubling of the number of 18 to 24-year-olds taking sickies from 94,000 in 2012 to 185,000 in 2022. And how about this? They surveyed 18 to 24-year-olds taking days off work, and they said a lot of them have been taking sickies for being tired from the weekend, having other things they just wanted to do, being hungover, or, in quotations, not feeling it.
Well, I'm often not feeling it. A friend of mine, they recently introduced 14 days of menstrual leave every year.
That's great.
Because a lot of time people don't understand how debilitating periods can be. Like today, I shouldn't really be here, boys, but I am.
Why do you think I'm giving you this foot rub?
Because you weren't, but you weren't feeling it.
But I was feeling it. But if I wasn't feeling good enough, I shouldn't have to come to work.
I give Abby 14 period foot rubs a year.
14 period, but my assistant...
She had to do the math then.
More than one a month is okay. My assistant has basically like unlimited sick leave.
You're
sicked out,
Oh, we love Kira.
But Kira doesn't... Well, because new Kira is full-time. Old Kira was casual. Kira has basically unlimited sick leave because I'm like, well, if you're sick, doll, I don't want you to come to work.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this. So let's celebrate the sickie thing.
Hey, you've done a full turnaround, mate. Were buzzing, then you go, come to work. Spread diseases. Suck it up. Grow up. And now you're going, let's celebrate it.
13, 10, 60. Or is this where I always wanted to end up? You know what I mean? Because I knew where you'd take it.
You knew me too well.
I knew where you were going to take it.
So
I'm the puppet master.
You made a great acting choice there to take the other side.
Somebody's going to take both sides.
So true.
Have an opinion, mate.
Have an opinion.
I love fighting, and he knew that I loved fighting.
Have an opinion.
Up the chat field.
People love it when she gets, like, she's there with her son kissed. People love it when she's there with her son. Look at her. She's ready. So what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate the sickie. 13, 10, 60. Here's what I want to do. I want to do a nationwide sickie search. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones. Are you thinking about having a sickie tomorrow? Right? Are you thinking about having a sickie tomorrow? Let us convince you to do it. Let us come up with an excuse for you, maybe.
Can also throw it there, Nath, if you let me. Just if you had no plans whatsoever, you're listening to us, and you're going to, for you guys, Yeah. Take a sickie.
No, but that's what I want. I want a no-reason sickie.
Oh, so you want people who haven't thought about it at all?
Well, I'll accept both. But
if someone
is
taking a sickie tomorrow already.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But
any kind of sickie tomorrow, guys, it's okay.
Any kind of sickie, whether you've just thought
sickie
of it now.
Stories.
Sickie I think we're going sickie search.
I think it's getting confusing now. So yeah. I think we just say, do you want to have a sickie tomorrow? We'll approve your leave and just go and do it.
See, who's the puppet master now? Abby Chapman.
That's it, guys. 13, all right.
131060, what she said. jump on the phones right now if you're thinking about having a sickie tomorrow.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Asking the question, 131060, Australia, you're thinking about having a sickie tomorrow because we're celebrating the sickie, guys, because apparently the number of people taking sickies in the last 10 years has doubled. And you know what? We're applauding it. Keep taking the sickie, guys. I've changed my tune as somebody who's never had a sickie in their life. Maybe I need to start doing them. That's what they're there for.
You've never chucked a sickie just for the sake of it?
No. That's because when I was at Freedom Furniture with my mum, I used to rock up all the time, and sometimes I'd come straight from going out. Probably one of the reasons why she fired me in the end.
So it's not like, you weren't like some model employee who never took a sick day. Your mother had to fire you.
I just show up.
Your mother is like one of the nicest.
I know.
Kath. And mate, you made your mother Kath fire you.
I know. And it was an awkward family dinner that night because I was living at home.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you should have taken a sickie.
I should have taken a sickie. And then so she had to,
because she needed a sickie from you. She was like just trying to get away from you. And she's like, I can't do this anymore now.
Exactly. Josh from Sydney. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How we going?
Yeah, good, mate. You thinking about having a sickie tomorrow, bro?
100%, man, 100%. So I was just saying before, like, I've got a newborn at home. She's about 5 months old now.
Yeah.
And obviously just been working hard since I came back from, dad leave.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've had a sickie, and I was just thinking about it, and then I heard you guys on the radio. I was like, man, if this isn't a sign, then I don't know what it is, eh?
Lucky on you, Josh. What do you do for work?
Yeah.
What do you do for work, Josh?
So I run a shopping center, actually part of center management. So obviously I work on the weekends as well, so it's a bit hard to take the family out. Yeah, like I said, I think it's time to have a day off, eh?
Yeah.
Family, get everyone to have a sick day.
Yes,
so John. Yeah, 100%.
So, 5 months old, so I don't think they need to.
Sorry? Yeah, no, she's like the biggest blessing in my life, eh, little Tiana. So it'll be good to spend the day, just try and get out, do something, you know what I mean? Just sit at home or go to work.
And Josh, the centre, it'll open without you there, won't it?
Oh, you'd like to think so, eh?
Yeah, if it doesn't,
we got issues. Yeah,
it's great for us to talk about on tomorrow night.
Good on. Yeah, exactly. Shopping
Shop doesn't open in Sydney.
Tynan from Newcastle. Tynan, you thinking about having a sickie tomorrow?
Oh, look, guys, I wasn't, but then I heard this segment and I was like, do you know what? I think this is my sign.
God,
totally.
People are taking this as a sign. That's what we wanted.
I just got in the car from the gym and I was thinking, oh, I'm so tired. Like, I just can't bother for work tomorrow. Then I heard this and I was like, you know what? There you go. Boom.
Absolutely.
What do you do for work?
Work in finance.
Finance. So they won't miss you tomorrow?
No, they won't miss me. I mean, it'll be a me problem on Wednesday when all my work piles up, but that's all right.
Yeah,
but
money will still exist.
Yeah, money won't cease to exist just for tomorrow, will it, Tynan?
Nope.
Yeah, you're fine, mate.
Enjoy it, mate.
Yeah,
put the feet up.
Good on you, Tynan.
Pop a movie on.
Have some
Tynan to yourself.
Oh, that's
good
very
one,
good.
Boys.
That's what we're doing, building blocks, mate. Building blocks on top of each other.
I know, you do one, Abs.
You do one. You do a gear.
It's Tynan for this bit to end.
Well, it's kind of the same bit, but.
Oh, sorry, mate. I've got a migraine. I'm going through this whole show with a migraine.
Have a sickie tomorrow.
Do you want to?
No, I actually love you guys, and you're the best part of my day.
Yeah,
oh,
can't
mate.
Get rid of her.
No, I actually got teary just then, genuinely.
Oh,
I'm teary.
Shut off.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Nat, you think about having a sickie tomorrow?
Yeah, you guys have pushed me over the edge. I've been teetering, and I've just fallen.
God, we've done what we wanted to do. This is good.
What do you do for work, Nat?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, stuff them kids.
Yep.
It's bloody as easy as that. Screw them kids. All right, let's see one more. John from the nation's capital. Hello, John.
Yeah, good, mate.
That's good to know. John, you sound like you need a bloody ziggy, mate. John.
Yeah, sure do.
You thinking about having a ziggy tomorrow, bro?
Yeah, sure, I'm in. Yeah, first day on the job today, so might as well chuck a sickie tomorrow.
Sorry, this is today you started a brand new job and tomorrow you want to have a sickie.
Yeah, well, we had plans already, and in the interview I forgot to tell my boss about it, so
what else do you do?
What do you do for work, John?
Just work in sales.
Sales. Yeah.
Sales.
Stuff
sales.
Them sales.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Quitting time! That's it, guys.
It's good to be in sync again, guys.
It
we
is
were on
nice.
Zoomies last time.
It's always better in real life. Though it's sometimes nice, rather fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's always much better when we're all in the same room together, isn't it? Mm.
Same room, all three of us.
It's how it's supposed. Nice. It's how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
You got another big day tomorrow, Abs? You had a big day today, mate, didn't
big
you?
Big day every day. Actually, tomorrow, nah, nothing too big.
It just sounds like a little catch-up. You got much on tomorrow, Big Jim?
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
And we can't tell you.
We're going skydiving.
Yeah, I don't really care.
No, we're doing something for you.
Oh, yeah. We're doing something for you.
No, it is. It's going to, but don't think, it's not going to come straight away. There's a few moving pieces. Okay. And we need to film and do something tomorrow, but we are doing something to surprise you.
Yeah,
with.
We're doing something, yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, special. We are. That's actually 100%. That's truth. That's happening.
Oh,
tomorrow.
My God. Guys,
but it'll
so
be, we need to get some stuff edited, some stuff done, but we are doing something for you tomorrow.
Very special thing for you tomorrow.
Am I going to be happy or am I going to be annoyed?
Probably a bit of both.
Perfect. My favorite combination.
I think at the start,
don't say too much. I don't want to give it away.
No. I hate surprises, but I actually trust you both enough.
So it's show related. Gift for you, show related.
Yeah, gift for you, show related.
Gift for me and gift for the listeners because it's a content piece.
And now that
listeners will get nothing out of it. All right, the way we finish the show each and every day is with a show rating. Doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. Please welcome back from Cessnock. Round of applause. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How much of the show have you heard tonight, Jess?
Probably about an hour because I've been in and out of work.
And that is so fine. And Jess, have we gone tonight? First day back, what do you want to give us out of 10?
12.
Oh.
Wow, agree.
I love listening to you guys. I'm a cleaner, so like I'm out at night time and in between jobs, you guys are always on my radio, so yeah.
Oh, love that. Do you have us on in the building, Jess, when you're cleaning too, or is it just in the car?
I've only got like a Bluetooth radio and I don't have a very good like internet, so I don't have the listener app. Oh, my bad.
You can get the listener app.
Well, got to get the listener app.
Oh, Jess, say
Cameron's daughter.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have